Resume of travels and labors between the conferences of 1888 and 1889. 1889. After the General Conference of 1888, I journeyed to Battle Creek and commenced labor in Battle Creek. Visited Potterville by invitation to attend the state ministers' meeting. Spoke 5 times in Potterville. Returned to Battle Creek, and the same week felt urged by the Spirit of God to go to Des Moines, Iowa. Attended the Iowa ministers' meeting. Spoke 6 times. Returned to Battle Creek, and labored in speaking to the institutions in this place, the sanitarium, especially during the week of prayer in the early morning. I also spoke on other occasions to patients and helpers. Spoke to the workers in the office of publication. Spoke in the tabernacle. Attended the South Lancaster meeting. Spoke there 11 times. Stopped on our way to Washington and spoke in the evening to a goodly number assembled in the Brooklyn Mission. Spoke 6 times in Washington. Spoke on our returning route one evening in Williamsport. Spent Sabbath and first day in New York. Spoke 3 times and was several hours in important council. Returned to Battle Creek and labored earnestly. Attended 2 weeks meeting in Chicago. Spoke there many times. Returned to Battle Creek. Attended special meeting for ministers in Battle Creek and spoke several times. Continued to labor in Battle Creek until the Kansas camp meeting. Was 3 weeks in that workers' meeting and camp meeting. Labored to my utmost strength to help the people assembled. Attended meeting at Williamsport. Spoke 10 times, including morning meetings. Attended camp meeting in New York and labored as God gave me strength. Returned worn and exhausted to Battle Creek and was obliged to refrain from speaking for a time. Attended camp meeting at Wexford, Michigan, and the Lord strengthened me to speak to the people. After the meeting, I was again prostrated through overlabor. Attended the camp meeting in Kalamazoo, and the Lord strengthened me to speak and labor for the people. Returning home to Battle Creek, I was again prostrated, but the Lord helped me. I attended the meeting in Saginaw, and, to the praise of God, He raised me above my feebleness, and I was made strong when before the people. After the meeting, I was again greatly prostrated, but started on my journey to attend camp meeting in Colorado. The Lord greatly blessed me in these meetings as I bore my testimony. I then continued my journey to California. I spoke 2 times to the people in Healdsburg, attended Oakland meeting, and was very sick, but the Lord raised me up and strengthened me with His Spirit and power, and I spoke to the people 8 times, and several times before committees and ministers and in morning meetings. Then I came across the Rocky Mountains to attend the 1889 General Conference.